Hello, 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 hello. This is Sasha Sugar with What is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Whoop, 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 whoop. Hold on, hold on, hold on, Yahoo. All right, everybody now. Woo! Sorry, guys, we didn't do the show. Okay, I need to adjust my mic. Perfect. All right, so this is the last show of the season, and I'm extremely excited about this because, well, I'll get a vacation for 3 weeks, and I won't have to deal with all these technical things. You could hear we had a little ditch at the beginning, but it's all fixed now. I think it was that Bailey's shot that I did five minutes ago, and you know, I haven't been drinking for 5 months, so just a sip of, you know, of that Bailey's just kind of made me drunk. Anyhow, today is the last show of What is Love in the season 4, and I'll be back with y'all in June. And I thought that what haven't I done yet on my show that I could finish with on a sound note? And I figured that I've never been a fucking guest on my own show. I've always been torturing people with my ridiculous questions, trying to get the truth about love, sex, and relationship. And I've never been, you know, on the seat of the guest. So today, I've decided to change that and to become a guest on my own show. I think I should shut up because I've already been talking for like 3 minutes, mm-hmm, and I'm not supposed to. So to help doing this today, I've invited an incredible family of Lafia.
Oh yeah. Woo! We're here.
Yeah, can you hear that? Dude, I'm fucking afraid. So I have 4 generations right now in the room. Well, myself, I guess I'm all semi-young, semi-old generation, whatever. I have Lola.
Hi, everyone.
She's like some medium...
16.
Like middle age, 16.
Yeah.
Raman?
11.
11. So Raman is the rookie. He is a rookie in love. He actually hasn't kissed yet. Can you believe that? I don't know what he's going to ask me about. He's never kissed a fucking girl. Wait, did you
kiss... Is that true, Roman? Is that true?
Did you kiss a boy?
No.
Oh.
Other than him. No.
Wait, hold on.
Other than my dad.
Oh, your dad. Jesus Christ. I saw, because there is a line, there is a name on the blackboard, Tom Tenney. So I thought it's actually like a founder of Radio
Brooklyn.
I thought you kissed Tom Tenney. But Tom Tenney is like really old. So, oh my gosh, can be accused of...
Okay, let's move on.
So, Lala, Raman, and we have the... member of the slightly older generation, Mark Lafayette himself.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Good
so happy
see
to be with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy, guys. I'm so nervous. I'm terrified.
Thanks for having us.
Anyhow, I'm gonna shut up in a second, and I will let these two amazing teenagers and Mark to lead the show. Well, we had a call already. Come on, you guys. Hello. Who is this?
Hello, this is Nico.
Hi, Nico. How are you?
Hi.
Oh.
Did you get a call from my friend earlier?
Yeah.
Omar,
okay. What about him?
No. Did he call you? Did he call the show?
No, we just started. I've just introduced my
host. He said he's going to call. You
have a question for me or for my amazing host?
I have a question. What do you do when a relationship is maybe not making perfect sense anymore, but you still like love someone and care about them? How do you deal with that?
Jesus, I'm not ready for this question. Are you guys ready? Roman, you want to take it?
No, I haven't had any experience. Please, spare me.
Yeah, I need another drink for this question, I think. Mark? Come on, Mark. You've experienced...
Too much.
You've experienced too much.
Of that, things not working. Well, you just have to keep trying, and then I think someone's calling you, someone else.
Guys, you know what? Can we just call us? Hey,
maybe
I know
we need
you
to
have
warm
a lot of questions,
up a little bit.
But exactly. Give us a break. We need to warm up a little bit. Just give us a few minutes, okay? Thank you very much for your understanding.
Guys.
Oh, Nicole, it was you still? I'm gonna get back to your question. Yeah, but we really just started. We need to figure this out. I'll get back on this. Thanks so much.
All right.
I think
guys.
Roman and Lola have some questions for you, and since you're our special guest.
Let them.
Sure. All right, guys. So please, but not too cruel. Be nice to me.
Totally. Maybe we can start by asking how maybe dating and hookup culture and love culture even, I guess, is different in America from how it is in Belarus from what you've experienced. Is that something you want to start with, or that's too kind of deep?
This is too deep.
Okay, you start then, yeah. And then we'll sort of go with...
Well, the only kind of few experiences I've had in Belarus were with... I was in love with this man. He was in prison, and he was also alcoholic. So I'm not sure that my case is very representative of what other Belarusian women experience in their lives. But my very first love experience, dating experience, was when I was in a summer camp, and I had a boyfriend. And Roman, I was 11 years old, okay? So, dude, you're a little bit behind, okay? Behind the game. So I was 11, and I was in a summer camp. Uh-huh. My parents were always giving me away for summer because they want to take a break,
uh-huh,
of course.
Uh-huh.
So my boyfriend, he was a break dancer, so he was really cool.
Yeah.
And he was also cute. I'm always falling for cute boys. And so we were dating, and the dating involved dancing on a discotheque at night. And French kissing.
What's a discotheque?
Yeah, dude. Really? You've never been to discotheque?
Discotheque. Oh, discotheque. I thought you said discotheque.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Everybody. That's kind of what you do on discotheque. No. Anyhow, we were dancing with him and then just French kissing. For like 13 minutes straight. I've never French kissed and, you know, adult.
How old are
man.
You? How old are you?
I was 11.
And oh my God, Roman.
Yeah, dude, you look behind the game.
How old was your boyfriend? How old was your boyfriend?
He was 1 year old, younger. Wow, oh my gosh. I've just realized that my first boyfriend was younger because I've always thought that...
That's an accomplishment.
It is an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Actually, Andres, who you met...
Uh-huh, whatever happened to him?
Have
you told him about Andres?
He's in Ecuador now.
Is he listening?
I think so. Why? How does it matter? Anyhow, he's younger. So I guess he's not my first boy who's younger than I am. So my very first boyfriend was younger. So that's it. But now, going back to your question, Lola, how the experiences in Belarus were different from the experiences in New York... Well, I don't know, because I grew up in the... It wasn't a hookup culture. I mean, yes, I did French kissing with the boy, but
right.
We kind of loved each other.
Uh-huh.
We went thinking about it as, oh, I just want to hook up. No, because he was only French kissing me. So I felt like, okay, this is a commitment.
Okay, and what about high school? How did that change during high school?
I just fell in love with Kurt Cobain, you know, from the band Nirvana, and it was a... Totally platonic love. And, I mean, I was kissing his posters sometimes, but yeah, you know, I just felt this spiritual feeling for a dead person. That's my love experience in high school. What about you? You're what? You are 16, 17 now?
Yeah.
So you got a boyfriend?
No, not yet.
You got a girlfriend?
Nope, not yet also.
So have you experienced with either of the genders or transgender? Anything?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm...
Oh, come on. Don't blush. I know
don't have too much
shy,
to
girl.
Say. Never been into a relationship. Never been in a relationship. But a few of my friends...
How so?
What?
How so?
What do you mean, how so?
Were you interested in being in a relationship? Or?
I mean, yeah, it just hasn't sort of happened yet. Only a few of my friends are in relationships, and those have been really, like, long-term relationships. It's not...
Long-term?
Yeah, like, I know people that have been in relationships for, like, a year, a little bit more. Yeah.
You know, this is kind of rare in my generation,
uh-huh.
Because in my generation, we just find people on Tinder and on OkCupid for one or two nights,
yeah.
And that's it. And if the dating goes for 3 months, it's already considered a
long-term.
So
yeah. I know people that have Tinders now.
Even your age?
Yeah. Yeah, some
Wait,
of my friends.
Is it even legal?
I don't know. I think people lie Tinder about their age. Like, yeah.
Wait, have
yeah.
what?
Roman, are you on Tinder?
What's a Tinder?
Yeah, Roman has a Tinder, actually.
Can you show me
I don't,
pictures?
Can you tell him what Tinder is? I'm not
All
sure
right,
he knows.
So Tinder is an online dating app. So you create a profile with the sexy photos of yourself, preferably selfies, and preferably with a tiger or sunglasses. And then you just say three words about yourself, like hot stud, or your mother's gonna love me, or I'm your prince. Well, I've never seen that, but I think it's my dream, actually.
So what do you say on Tinder? What
I'm not using it at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right now, if I use it, I just use to kind of get guests for my show. Mm-hmm. And I'm explicit about it. I'm saying, hey, you want to be a guest on my show? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of seeing, you know, Andreas at the moment. So,
yeah.
I mean, not kind of. I am seeing him. Andreas, sorry if you listen to the show. I meant I am seeing you. I'm not kind of. But kind of, because you fucking live 3,000 miles away.
When
so
is he coming back? When are you seeing him
next? Yeah, Andreas, when are you coming back? That's a good question. That's a very good question. Thank you, Lola.
Yes.
Come on, Raman.
Okay.
So you want to create Tinder profile now?
Not exactly. No.
It wasn't convincing enough for you?
No.
You can find a hot date, like easy breezy. Somebody who lives in your neighborhood.
It's hard. I mean, in middle school, nothing happened to me. There were maybe like three kids who had experience like with boys and doing stuff, and that was usually at like summer camp or I don't know,
doing
but it's
stuff
not
with boys. What kind of stuff?
Just having your first kiss and everything, but
like,
that wasn't
what's
that
ever seen. Come on, give me
one. Oh my god, literally, I'm being interrogated. I have nothing to say. I don't know, Roman. Have any of your friends kissed or dated people? Or I remember when I was in fifth grade, this girl went on a date with this guy that I thought was really cute after graduation. They went to get ice cream, and that was the first like date I'd ever seen, and I was so jealous, and it was so cute, but that was it. Like, they went and got ice cream.
So what are you guys doing in high school? Studying? Like, doing art? Watching movies? Talking philosophy and shit? Smoking pot, maybe? Like, what do you do? It seems like you don't date in high school anymore.
You do. You go to parties, and there's a big hookup culture at parties, but it's more like one.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Okay.
So what do you hope to accomplish from having a relationship with somebody?
Fucking Christ, Roman. I'm sorry. Pardon for my French. You've really prepared for the show. Do you mean in general? You mean with Andres? You've met Andres. Did you like him?
No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
But what's the point of having a relationship?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a great question. I think just, you know, not to feel lonely. You know, you live with your sister, you have amazing parents, you are very close to each other. I bet you have a lot of friends. But when you grow up, you just realize that at the end of the day, you're with your own self. And, you know, you're the only person who should be caring about yourself, not your parents, not your friends. And you just get lonely from time to time. So that's number one. But that's kind of a sad side. The happy side, and it took me a while to get to this realization, is that a fruitful relationship helps, I believe that fruitful relationship helps you to become a better person. You know, they'll elevate the best of you. Like, when you're in love, you want to do the greatest things for this person. You want to be the greatest person you can be. It's an ideal love, of course, but I'm quite idealistic, so maybe this
one. Lola, I see you nodding. Why? Have you ever had any experience with this?
She's just on Tinder right now. She just saw.
No, I'm not.
Like, oh, yeah.
My friend is texting me that she's listening. What? What's the number so she can call?
Oh, totally.
Have I don't know if she's gonna, but
to this torture, please call at 718
okay.
928-9732. And I promise I will speak the truth, and Roman Lala will speak the truth as well. So if you have a question for me, or for the teenagers, or for Mark, he's had a bunch of experiences, call us on the show.
So I have a question for...
Another question. Jesus.
For Mark this time. And you. But it is, how does love change as you grow older?
That was my question. I wrote that down.
I think
stole
it's a
that
question
from me.
For Mark. Sorry, Mark, but you are slightly older than I am. Just a tiny bit.
Well,
Well, I think it's a personal. It's personal. I don't think there's any.
So for you.
Well, I'd say one of the. There's all kinds of love, and one of like. I mean, this is. Let's say, my love of my children is such a beautiful kind of gorgeous love because it's a. They have just a beautiful energy. And drama and humor, and they're changing, so they're very dynamic. Sometimes the people grow older a long time together, they're not changing, and yeah. It's not so much fun. So children are fantastic because they're so the capacity to love, the wealth you might have to bring to your love, just not only monetarily.
Mark,
but
I think romantic love, okay? Yeah, okay. Don't digress from the question, okay?
Okay, that's...
What's your answer?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not that old, okay?
How old are you, Sasha? How old are you?
Thanks, Lala.
Oh.
This is not a nice
question. Can you whisper it to me so they don't hear?
I'm 29. I'm actually kind of happy about my age.
Yay!
Wow, okay, so I have a question for you. You're 13 years older than me, right?
Right.
How do you think your understanding of love has changed from when you were a 16-year-old to now? Has it changed? What have you realized? Was it all more fun when you were 16? Or are you enjoying it all more now?
You see,
or?
Love with a dead man, Kurt Cobain, was not fun at all. It was pretty depressing. So I think I'm having more fun now with a real person who lives 3,000 miles away, but still it's closer than, you know, the paradise or the hell, wherever Kurt Cobain is at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I'm having more fun now. I think...
Roman, she's talking about, like, having a celebrity crush. Like... Oh, for girls, like, there are these, like, boy bands, like, One Direction. Everyone was
fucking love.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. I was going to ask Rome. Okay, someone's calling. Oh, my God.
Yes, we need a question right now.
Hello, you're on the What Is Love show.
Hi, Sasha. It's Lila.
Hey, Lila. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to answer the question on how love at 16 differs from love as an adult.
Thank you.
When I was 16, it felt as though I was always waiting for a boy to take interest in me.
That I was the
predicate of the sentence, or I was the object as opposed to the doer, as opposed to like the front part, the person who had the control and the action. I wasn't the one doing the acting. I was the one being acted upon. That's how I viewed love at 16. And I don't know why that is. Cultural, it could be just, you know, societal impressions. I once had a man tell me I should be more demure, meaning, you know, don't be so aggressive. And so I felt as though I didn't have as much control. Whereas as an adult, even now to this day, I think there's this part of me that doesn't do the initiating, that when I want to kiss someone, I still almost wait for them to kiss me. Like, I drop hints.
Yeah.
But I'm always the one that's being acted upon and not doing the acting. And that's something that as an adult, I now recognize that I used to do at 16. And I'm doing a lot to change that about myself now. So
how do you approach your relationship now? Do you act upon someone, or like, what's the action? What does the action look like in your current relationship?
I'm actually seeing somebody very casually, and now when I want to see him, because I'm heterosexual, I'll actually contact him and say, hey, I'd really like to see you. Can I see you on Thursday or Saturday? And he and I will coordinate schedules when we can, you know, spend some time together, where he's not working and I'm not working or busy, and, you know, we'll figure out what nights, what evenings we have free so that we can spend some time to be together. So I will contact him and ask him, hey, are you available Wednesday night? And he'll say, no, I'm not available Wednesday night, but I'd rather see you on Friday, for example. And I'd tell him whether I'm busy on Friday or by what time I'm available, and we'll coordinate that way. So I do sometimes, I initiate the contact and I express the desire to see him. But even when I do see him, I kind of shy away from... like attacking him physically. I don't initiate the physical affection yet.
I think especially as like a teenage girl, society like perpetuates the stereotype that the girl is supposed to be sort of the passive one and the one that waits for the guy to initiate something and to ask you out or to whatever. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in my experience, like, guys have been so bad at that, and I hate that stereotype, and I've learned that, like, if I want something to happen, I have to make it happen, and most often guys will reciprocate that, but mm-hmm. guys are kind of scared and, like, fuck them.
I kind of seduced Andres, by the way. So, yeah, exactly. He probably was too terrified of me. So
yeah.
I tried to take an action there.
In my last relationship with a man who I was calling a boyfriend, I was more physically affectionate with him than he was used to with anyone. Like, he was not used to me rubbing his shoulders or coming up behind him as he was sitting down and throwing my arms around him. And sometimes I would sit myself next to him on his balcony and we'd look out onto the city. And even sitting just beside him, I felt like I was too far away, so I would jump into his lap. And he was very taken aback by how much I needed more physical affection than he was ever used to giving. He didn't
say the L word. For you so much, you know?
I was starved for affection. I needed it. So I took it.
Thank you so much for sharing, Lila. That was a great... I didn't have that experience, so thank you for bringing that up.
Can I ask one more thing to her?
Of course.
Okay, if you could give one piece of advice to your 16-year-old self, what would it be?
I don't know. At 16, I feel now at 16, I was so retarded about life. I really wish that I could say some magic words and help, you know, the awkwardness and the pain and the fear go away, but I don't think that there's anything magic to say. Like, you just have to experience the parts that are awful and experience the parts that are amazing and joyous, and just lean into that experience. Even if you try to mute the part of you that's experiencing discomfort or experiencing pain or is going through fear.
Lala and Lila, don't forget, life is a suffering, you know.
Life does contain suffering.
I'm doing this Buddhist meditation, and, you know, I'm grateful for my bike accident because I suffer as fuck, and I'm being grateful for it. So, Lala and Lila, life is a suffering. That's the main lesson you got.
No. You were... Sasha, you are so wrong. I'm sorry. I'm kind of not kidding. No,
but we have another caller to the studio, and thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.
Love you.
I'll connect you with Lala at the end, and you'll provide her your expertise.
Oh my goodness.
Hello.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye bye. Hi, this is What Is Love Show. We just got a call, right? Hello? I'm sorry, can you speak louder? What? We can't hear you.
Hi.
Yes. Oh my god, Lily!
Hi!
What's going on? Oh my gosh, I lost control! I lost
control
of my studio! Jesus Christ! Hi, you are now Radio Free Brooklyn. This is What Is Love Show. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You have a boyfriend?
I don't know whether to listen to the radio part or just this.
do you have anything you wanna ask or hear from my brother or my dad? Because you know them.
Do they have a crush on Rama?
I was gonna add on to the conversation before, and just in talking about girls as being seen as less aggressive, or they should be more passive. How as a teenage girl, how do you overcome that and become the confident person you want to be?
Was it a question or was it a
I think
statement?
Like a comment question. Do you have anything to say on that, Sasha?
I've honestly never really been the shyest type. So.
I think it depends kind of on your personality, too. But
but I think we all learn the patterns of relationship in our families. And in my family in particular, my mother was the kind of the main figure. She was leading the family. She was there to make the critical decisions. And I think she was the initiative one in the relationship with my father.
Yeah.
Which now I think sucked. And I think in a way that's why I was always in a relationship looking for a fatherly figure and for someone who can actually be the opposite of my father-mother relationship, just because I thought it wasn't working. But at the same time, I am like my mom, and I am initiative, and I am proactive because I want it to be fun. I want the relationship to be fun and interesting and engaging, and I don't want to just sit on the couch all day and eat popcorn. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do when I'm hungover or when I just want to have sex all day, you know. Sometimes I do that, but it's not very often. Roman, you can close your ears, by the way, because you haven't even kissed a girl. But I do think it first depends on your personality, and second, it depends on the relationship, on the model of relationship that you take as your example for you. So, I mean, Lola, maybe you were more of a shy teenage girl, and you had to overcome it.
I don't know, Lily, what do you think?
I really don't know.
I mean, I think it's like a fact that society sort of, well, like we see in society is a guy, like we see girls being more passive than guys. That's just like a fact. But I think also
we're pushed into that.
Yeah. But like if we do, like we have parents where they're like the relationship of our parents is very sort of equal. And I don't know how to phrase what I'm saying, but like it depends on the role models that you have in your own life and the relationships that you see in your life. And you can learn from those. And the ones that I observe of my parents and my parents' friends are very, like,
anti-stereotype.
The stereotype.
What is the main lesson that you learned from your parents' relationship? Actually, good and bad. Because, come on, we all know that families aren't ideal.
I mean,
I
think...
Maybe yours is. I mean, I admire your family, so maybe your family is ideal.
I don't... Maybe my dad can speak on that. I don't know.
No. You should... I mean, this is a question to you, like... Mark doesn't know how exactly you see, you know, his behavior towards your mom, for instance. Roman, it's also a question for you.
Okay, I would say my mom has definitely been an awesome role model for me in terms of, like, she, you know, she's the main worker in our household. I don't know, Roman, what do you think?
Like, what have you learned from the relationship that your mom and your father have?
They get mad at each other a lot, but always in a good way. Like, they'll never stay mad at each other for longer than 5 minutes.
I guess just general things about, like, relationships that we both learned from our parents. Communicate. I mean, this is just getting, like, cheesy, but communication is really important. Like, like expressing to your spouse or to your significant other when something is wrong or when there's something that's sort of not working. I think both my parents sort of provide like different things and have like, I don't know.
Well, that's a good question to think
about. It is. I definitely have to think about that.
It is important because you might not be even realizing, but you internalize everything you see around.
Yeah.
So it's always good to reflect on the types of relationship that you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. I think we have another caller. I'm sorry to interrupt, but why so many people are calling? Jesus fucking Christ!
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too.
I just want to take a music break. So many call-ins. But I want to finish this conversation about communication.
Okay.
Hello, are you on... Who is that? Come on, this is What Is Love Show. Hello? Hello, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show. You are on the
How
air.
Many times do you want to say it?
Hello?
Hi, Sasha. It's Joel.
Hi, Joe.
Joel.
Hello, how are you?
Joel. I'm honestly so hot. I'm so terrified of these people interviewing me, and I'm losing control of my own show. But yeah, I'm having
fun.
Yeah,
no, I can see that. But I mean, to be honest, I think these two children, Roman and Lola, you seem awesome. You look very mature. I've got kids myself.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm poorly articulating my thoughts, but I definitely appreciate you saying that.
Thank you.
No. It's remarkable. I mean, both of you, you've got different ages. And so a couple of questions that were asked were extremely relevant. I mean, I mostly remember two things which I think are important. The first one about how do you want your, you know, how would you talk to your 16-year-old self, and how, you know, the thing that Lila said how she feels that she was retarded when she was 16-year-old. And the other thing you mentioned about your parents and how important communication is,
uh-huh.
I think the two are kind of related. So if I can like add my 2 cents worth, I think the mistake that many people do, and I think it's really a result of our culture, of our pop culture, movies and songs and
mm-hmm,
all that, is to overly romanticize relationships and imagine that it needs to be perfect, that it needs to be like in a dream and like in a fairy tale and all that. And I mean, there's a lot of good to that. So you don't want to have a relationship where, you know, the day starts with like entering into the bathroom and seeing your husband or your wife sitting on the toilet. I mean, you know, there's a bit of I mean, you want to keep things a little bit romantic, but you got to understand that people have different goals and different opinions and different goals in the relationship.
Yeah.
So instead of assuming that everybody wants what we have in fairy tales, and some guys want that, some girls want that, you just want to think, okay, well, I would like that, and you tell your partner, you know, it would be cool to do that, but in a way which needs to be extremely transparent, as in, I feel that this is good, and not like, oh, all couples do this, do that, or... So the communication needs to be direct, and not something where you're suggesting things and, like, making the other person feel bad because they're not doing what you want. It needs to be a direct communication, a very assertive. You want to say what you want, he's got to say what he wants, and then you see if you agree or not, and if it really doesn't work, then, you know, you can break up and move on. So
totally.
I think that's
and
a
even
very
if,
important thing.
Even if the person doesn't agree, at least you've sort of opened up, like, the floor for some sort of communication, which I think is really important,
sure.
Even in my really, like, little, small realm of experience. I've noticed that just by, you know, opening up the conversation, it leads to a lot more.
Absolutely. And the reason I'm saying it's very related to the previous point is about girls taking initiative, what Lila said, that she's grown up. Is I think, you know, not to put the finger of blame on girls per se. I mean, it's a product of our culture and all that. But the passivity that women have always had in the past, where they were not the ones that pleasure to initiate, this is part of the issue as well. It's the fact that there's some expectations, and the women wait for something, and they want something, they hope some things, but if they actually don't say what they want, then they're bound to be frustrated, and it's sort of really 101, communication 101. So that is where it's really important to communicate.
I had a question. Don't you think that if you communicate about everything, this kind of kills part of the, passion and some part of the game, part of the, mysticism, because there is something amazing about not necessarily talking about things, but just maybe guessing what other person
right.
wants.
Right, no,
like,
actually,
there is some element of that, and I feel that if you communicate, hi, honey, so I did not look like how you looked at me in the cinema.
Then there's no mystery.
I thought you ate your popcorn too fucking loud, dude. It kind of kills the vibe, don't you think so?
Yeah. No, you're totally right. But then things need to be symmetric, I think, because, I mean, Sasha, you're very aware of this kind of thing nowadays in all the modern hookup and dating cultures and all that about the concept of consent, right? Which is really at the heart of, like, so many discussions. And concept of consent is exactly about communicating, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that you need to be very specific, can I do this, can I touch your left breast, can I touch your right shoulder, and all that, and which in my mind, of
it's kind of course, it's kind of a turn off if people are too
that's a complete turn off. So there's a bit of a confusion where at the same time you want to communicate, but at the same time, you know, you don't want to turn it into some kind of, you know, a very dry exercise. So you got to think about that. But I think initiation from the part of the women is probably what is going to help a bit better, avoiding misunderstanding. Because I think in the past, it has been the case that women were not just asked to not take initiative, but when they were the object, as Lila said, the object of attention, and a guy would approach them, it was also even their goal or their role to play hard to get and not to immediately say yes when they want to say yes and to say maybe when they want to say yes and no when they want to say maybe. And so that, of course, makes the communication very fuzzy. And these are clearly things that need to happen. And I'm not saying, it's not an excuse for any person, whether it's a man or a woman, to to do unwanted things and to disregard consent. Consent is very important, but let's say that it places the bar at the more reasonable level for consent if you give indications and hints, and if when you want to say yes, you say yes and you don't say no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think that's
so the message to everyone out there from Joel and from us is to quit playing fucking games. And I think we want to take a small music break and to get some fresh air because it's fucking hot in the studio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is.
You agree on
really
that?
Really fucking is. Thank you, Joel!
Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are back on air.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering, because the Backstreet Boys is kind of what I was listening to when I was a teenage girl.
Uh-huh.
What kind of music do you guys listen to now? Is it like Rihanna, Drake, or how do you... Actually, Raman, it's a question for you. How do you shape your knowledge or perception of love? Because you haven't been in love yet, you haven't kissed a girl. Do you fantasize when listening to Justin Bieber or...
No.
No? Talk... So?
I don't know.
Katy Perry maybe?
No,
Rihanna?
I don't like that music at all.
What kind of music do you like?
It changes. I like jazz. And I also like...
Mark, this is all your, you know, appraising.
He's a genius. We have to listen to him.
And I like other more groove based music. Not
I
very
like groove
vocal.
Too. Do you like Michael Jackson?
No. Too much singing. Like I like minimal
like,
singing.
Just don't like people, I guess. Like
what?
Sounds.
I think no, I don't what's like on lyrics. Roman's mind half all the time is like soccer, cooking, music. Like he's not even thinking about all this yet, which I totally get. Like don't waste your time now. You got time. It's just time consuming to think about love and all this stuff.
Do you have girls in your high school or are you going to a guys only
He's
school?
In sixth grade,
okay,
man.
Lala, he's
okay,
six
I'm sorry. Middle
school. You see, I'm you're imposing on him the wrong patterns of female male behavior.
Everybody's
what?
In high school. And I'm in middle school.
Like, do you find some girls attractive?
Oh,
come on, I'm coming. I shared with you my story. I was French kissing with a guy when I was 11.
Roman, do you know what French kissing is? I feel like we're exposing Roman. I feel really bad.
When you're touching someone's tongue while kissing? Is that it?
How does that sound, Sasha?
Not necessarily touching or tonguing or whatever. Like, do you just find girls attractive? Any girls, or certain girls. Do you like long-haired girls or bald girls?
I don't care, really. I don't know.
Okay.
Sasha, do you have a type? Since you asked Roman.
Oh, gosh, yes, but I never date guys of my type.
No.
Like, so, I think my type is a Scandinavian man, and uh-huh. I'm now dating a Latina guy. So
right.
So how is that even possible?
Do you think people really do have a type that they stick
I
to, or that's
they,
kind of
I
BS?
I think they like to think they have types. But when love hits you, you know, it doesn't care what type you have. I actually believe that love, you know, love hits you.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you don't.
How? What do you
mean?
What do you mean?
You can't just, you don't just go on the street and, okay, I want to be in love with this guy.
Yeah.
No, it just comes whenever it comes and you can't control it.
Okay, I guess I have a question then about heartbreak or when love hits you but not the person that you're in love with. Have you had experience with that and what do you do? And what more can you do
or
besides...
It's more a question about crush, but which is not reciprocative.
I guess.
Yeah, I've had that, of course. I think every person had those. They just don't acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I had to crush at work, actual ones. Not at my current job.
Uh-huh.
So relax, guys from France. Yeah, I have a team of French boys, but I don't have crush on any of them. I had a crush on my previous job, and... oh my gosh, he was so hot. Sorry, Andres, if you're listening, but he was so hot. And we would just bump into each other in the kitchen area, and I didn't know what to do, because, like, what do you do? First of all, it's the work environment. Second
right.
of all, okay, you know, he's a guy, I'm a girl, I'm supposed to act, not to act, just like Lila was saying.
Yeah.
But one day, we had a happy hour, and I was a bit tipsy. You know, it all starts with the being tipsy. I was a bit tipsy, and I had two smoothies in my hands, and I just came up to him, and I saw him in the kitchen, so I just came up to him,
uh-huh.
and I wanted to offer him a smoothie, but I was so nervous that it came off really bad.
Ooh, what'd you do?
I was like, do you want a smoothie? Like, he was just really, really kind of angry almost.
Okay, and could you reenact how you should have done it, or how you should have said it?
I should have just come up to him and say, hey, I like you. Like, I think I should have just said it, you know, upfront.
Be upfront,
yeah. But he didn't take my smoothie, which was super fucking rude, really. Even if you're, I don't know, gluten-free and somebody gives you bread, you gotta take it, motherfucker, and just give it to a homeless person.
I know, just to be polite, it really
exactly.
hurts when they don't take the smoothie.
But he didn't take my fucking smoothie.
Yeah.
I felt so hurt. But then it helped me, you know, then my crush... You know, once you have this mental block and you know, okay, the person is not available,
uh-huh.
I think you have a larger control of your feelings and you can control the behavior. So
yeah.
I moved on very fast.
Yeah.
What about you? Any crushes that you've had but they weren't reciprocated?
I would say, to be honest, I've never, like... I've crushed for the same guys that everyone has crushed for. Like, in middle school, everyone was in love. I mean, but, like, real people in my school.
He was a real
celebrity
person.
Crushes, too. Yeah.
Like who?
I'm not going to expose their names right here, right now. But, like, it was the guy that everyone had a crush on. And, like,
Justin
nope.
Bieber.
What?
Justin Bieber?
No, fuck Justin Bieber.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I listen to his music, but...
I love Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I cannot stand him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lauren. Yeah. We don't like Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, if you listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, go fuck yourself, okay? Exactly. I don't care for your money and for your stupid songs. Sorry, Lola.
Oh, we have a call.
It's Justin Bieber. It's Justin good. Bieber. Bieber's calling for Radio Free Brooklyn.
He's definitely listening.
Hello, is it Justin?
Hello, is this Sasha Sugar?
Yes. Justin, is
hey.
That you?
long time caller, first time listener. But I just wanted to call you to tell you how much I appreciate all the advice you've given me on love. And I just really appreciate everything you said. It's been really helpful throughout the past few months.
Oh.
Thank you. I'm actually touched. Thank you very much.
What was the biggest thing you learned from Sasha Sugar?
I mean, just the whole I used to be a person where I hated love, and I just realized, like, I don't really hate love. I love love, but love kind of hates me.
Aww.
And she just made me, like, embrace the whole idea of love, so... I'm very appreciative of that.
That's so sweet. Wow. So what are you going to do with your newfound information? How are you going to act upon it?
I mean, if there was any token of my appreciation, I would love to ask Miss Sugar out on a date. But
I think...
I don't know if love is in the air for that.
I don't know. I think she might be taken. How do we steer this?
What is happening in my own show? Come on, you guys. I'm totally blushing right now.
Yeah, she is.
Fuck. Thank you. I'm actually leaving tonight for Belarus. I'm going back home for a few weeks to recharge. Let's talk about after I'm back, because I'm a little confused at the moment.
Yeah, call again. Call again at the next show.
Words. Yeah, I'm happy to help.
Okay, thank you. No, I'll keep it in mind.
All right.
Thanks, so Justin. Good luck with your pursuits of love.
Thanks, Justin Bieber. Bye.
Okay, no problem.
And call her back.
What the fuck was that?
I thought it was great. That was beautiful.
It was sweet.
Oh, it's a real fan there.
Aww.
Lovesick. Love.
Well, I'm kind of dating someone.
That was
now,
nice.
Yeah, you didn't even jump to say that. I had to say that for you.
You didn't say that.
I did. I said she's taken right now, and you didn't say anything. So I feel like you kind of enjoyed it.
I was hoping that Andres would call and just, you know, say something, but he hasn't. So I guess I just have to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we have about 5 minutes. Oh, gosh. The time flies by so fast. I had this recently. I went to this meditation, and the guy, our Buddhist meditator, he said that it was very interesting. That it is very important in every relationship to have your needs met.
Yeah.
But we all have a bunch of needs and wants, and if you find someone who can meet your needs,
uh-huh.
you're all set.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily your wants, but needs. So I guess my question to you guys is, have you learned how to separate your needs from your wants? Like, do you now, you know, let's say going out can you drink? Almost.
Not right. Legally, but otherwise.
So when you go out, you're
my dad is right here. So is my brother.
Oh, come on. I know he gives you some wine sometimes. So when you go out for illegal drinks,
uh-huh.
it's a want. You know, you don't really need to have a drink.
Well,
it's your want. No, come
no,
on.
I'm
dude.
Just kidding.
Yes, yes. You're like, please, you're 16.
Uh-huh.
Live to my age, then you'll be drinking because you need to. Now you want to.
Okay.
So, but then.
Good to know.
If you have, let's say, trouble in the school and you need someone to
comfort you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is a need. This is an emotional need.
Uh-huh.
So are you well aware of those? Like, do you have friends?
So wait, alcohol comforts you?
Sometimes it does. Oh my god! Actually, we do need alcohol. Thanks, Raman.
Want to go have a date with a bottle of beer? Is that the next?
Yeah. Why do you need people? I think we're sort of teaching Roman something that doesn't make a lot of sense here.
forget what we said, Rama. Find a girlfriend.
I think I'm pretty good at that. I think sometimes sort of they blur like what you need and what you want, but overall, yeah, I can distinguish that. What about you?
No, I'm still I still think that drink is a need. I'm just kidding. I'm not. It's difficult. Come on, guys. Yeah. I've been drinking much longer than you have, so I. In a way,
when did you
is a need.
When did you start drinking? And when did it become...
When I was 16.
16? Yeah. What was the first drink you ever had?
Like that you ordered from a bar.
No, that's not the first drink you ever have, Roman. It happens a lot before that.
We don't go to bars in Belarus. We buy a bottle of vodka and we go sit down on somebody's couch and drink it all without any, you know, juices. Just drink your fucking vodka with a pickle in your mouth. You know, that's it. Actually, my grandmother was... It's not gross, it's delicious. That's why I'm excited to go back to Belarus, because I'll drink a lot of vodka there. You guys don't know how
Maybe
to
we
drink.
Should go out for a drink after this. You and Roman.
Okay.
Anyways,
no,
I'm
just kidding. This is live.
I'm still trying to figure out. Because, you know, my relationship with Andreas, I know we are quite different.
Uh-huh.
And, but I think he's very good in meeting my needs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not all my wants, but my needs, and I really appreciate that. So
how does
wow,
Roman, you're that bored. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Do you want to play soccer or listen to your fucking jazz? That's what you want to do? Yeah, this is boring to you?
No, it should be boring, honestly.
Sex is boring to you?
At this stage, yeah.
What is that?
He said at this stage. What about some of your friends that are girls? Like, do you see them crushing on you or your friends?
Yeah,
or?
You're good looking, hot stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
And you play soccer, dude. Everybody falls for soccer players, I'm telling you. Andres, his legs, because he plays soccer, you know?
Any comment?
Give us some juice.
I don't know if people are falling in love with... I don't know the telltale signs of somebody falling in love with you.
We're not talking about love. We're just talking about little
when
crushes.
When a girl falls in
like,
love with you, she starts acting like a silly, you know, like very silly. And she blushes all the time. And she
and they can be really annoying sometimes. Yeah.
She's loud.
Yeah.
Or, like, she just tries to get your attention one way or another. Hmm. What about boys?
Is that happening,
Do
Mama?
Boys act like this around you?
No. Not really.
Didn't you tell me about... Two people you know that went out on a date or kissed or something
last
year?
Oh, yeah. Lots of stuff happened in the end of fifth grade.
Like what?
Like,
Dude, you don't have to give away the names. Just give us a juicy little story.
Well, I have no actual proof that any of this is true, but I've been told by people that there were a lot of people who went out on dates, and I don't exactly know how
like
you would go out.
Group date? Like
an orgy? No.
Oh my God! Don't even say that.
I remember
that.
In fifth grade, this girl, Mary Abel, during the recess, she showed me
name?
A picture. Mary Abel.
That is...
And her friends,
wow. Okay.
They take a photograph, and they cover the top of the photograph to show the legs of the girl, and they say, do you think this girl has cute legs? And you know, of course, you know, you just be polite. Yeah, yeah. Then at the end of the school year, she says, can we go outside? And both the doors on the edges of the classroom have windows in them. And she goes outside and I go out there with her. And the whole class comes to the window. And she just looks at me and she reaches over and gives me a kiss. And it was just like...
Was that your first kiss?
Yes. It was really adorable. But it was like... The girls by fifth grade.
You see, guys never have to do anything.
Yes, the girls
Everything
are doing,
just comes for
making
them.
Making a lot of activity,
Why
Georgia.
Is it so?
What?
Why
I don't
is
know.
So?
Well, I think they're a little more advanced and they're moving along and some of them announce their desires
the
and you just get roped into it and a delirium happens.
Well,
it's kind of... It's kind of
attacked by a girl who wanted to kiss him.
I mean, Roman's going to sleepaway camp for the first time this year, so...
Tell me the truth about that orgy. You have 1 minute.
Stop!
The orgy? The orgy.
Okay. So you're not being fair. Okay, I'm gonna ask you.
Yeah, one more question for you.
Okay.
Okay, we have 2 minutes. Any final thoughts? Any final questions? Any final desires besides soccer?
I guess if you're you're talking to Roman. I guess for you, if you're looking for a relationship with someone, not just like a one night stand,
never looking for one night stand.
Why?
But when did you decide to look for a relationship rather than just have a boyfriend for fun?
I've never had a boyfriend for fun. I'm from Eastern Europe. We don't have boyfriends for fun.
What?
We have boyfriends for real shit.
Like what real shit?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Making babies, cooking for each other. I'm just bullshitting right now. I mean, I'm not.
When you were 11, you were thinking about cooking and making babies. You're really getting me. It's kind of confusing here.
Okay,
we have a call.
Hey, what's up? This is What Is Love Show. You on the radio for Brooklyn?
Yo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling for the show.
Sure. This is What Is Love Show.
Hi, Sasha. This is Andres. So...
Hey! You made it!
Hi,
Connie. Hi, how are you doing? So my regards to Mark and the Kicks and Roma and Lola.
Hi, Andres.
Fuck. Honey, you have 1 minute.
Just wanted to say that I feel listening to the whole show, so... We kind of gonna speak later. No, just kidding.
good one.
Well, you've been doing a great show, and I enjoyed this whole show, like really.
Aww,
yeah. Isn't he sweet?
He's sweet. Oh. He's sweet.
Thanks, babe.
any last words?
Yeah.
Any profound statement about love or Sasha?
No.
No
cooking or baby.
Yeah. Now that we know what Sasha looks for in a. Do you like to cook?
Yeah, Lola, you did a great job because I thought you were being like kind of shy, but you've been killing it the whole show. So
thank you, thank you. I feel like I'm just now ready to like keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it now.
Honey, you have 30 seconds. I have to cut you off because I need to say goodbye to everyone. We'll talk later,
cool.
Okay?
It's later.
Okay.
Yep.
Fuck. I'm fucked.
Bye.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Bye, Andre.
Thank you so much. This was What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you all for listening. I'll be gone to Belarus until June. I'll see y'all in June. Thanks so much, Lola, Roman, and Mark. That was amazing.
I want to start a radio show.
We're gonna go have a drink right now. Right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Right, Roman. Oh, yeah.
Please love each other and play some soccer because, like Roman, you'll become a hot stud who doesn't give a fuck about anything. So
that is the best advice you could give. Thank you, guys.